Laws and policies and implementation. Governments at the national level need to put in place progressive laws, policies and programs and address the weak implementation of existing gender equality and SRH policies and programs, in addition to the removal of discriminatory laws/policies and ensuring policy coherence at all levels. Such policies and programs should be universally accessible to all people and in particular to those living in districts and areas with poor health indicators such as the post-conflict areas, disaster-affected areas, the state sector and economically underperforming districts, hard-to-reach districts. Weak implementation and absence of necessary institutional mechanisms, along with inadequate financial and human resources and absence of women in decision-making roles, are the main impediments to achieving gender equality and universal access to SRH information and services at the national level. Governments and all public health providers should invest in reversing discriminatory social norms and values and harmful practices, raise awareness on provisions of various gender equality and SRHR policies and programs, both among the health service providers and among the general public. Governments need to prioritize and act upon progressive legislative reforms around issues of abortion, sexual and gender-based violence including marital rape, and violence based on sexual orientation and gender identity and aspects of gender-based violence. Governments should allocate at least 15% of national budgets on health and at least 5% of this towards sexual and reproductive health services. Effective measures must be taken to reduce the high out-of-pocket expenditure, which has an impact on the accessibility to health services among the poor and marginalized people, include women and young people. Page 3. Governments need to enable active participation of civil society in the planning, implementation, monitoring and review of gender equality and SRH policies and programs, and enable adequate financing of civil society organizations to perform these roles.